Thank you, everyone. We're now joined by Darlington Nagby. As a reminder, if you would like a question, please click the raise hand button. I'll call upon you. If you do not have the ability to record, please send me a message and I'll make sure to grant you that. For our first question, we'll go to Jacob Myers, followed by Pat Murphy.
Hey, Darlington. Good to see you. You grew up in the state. You went to games when you were younger at Crew Stadium. What were your thoughts when you took in the fan reaction of this rebrand, and does it change anything? Just how do you kind of look at the new identity of this club?
I mean, for me, obviously, being the player, you know, like your main focus is just kind of getting out there and playing a game and winning games. So just left that to leadership. You know, I think they've come in and done a great job of every decision they've made so far. So for me, it's just trusting them. You know, they've done a lot of great things for the team moving forward. Training facility, new stadium coming. So I trust them, and I'm just looking forward to the next game moving forward.
And Caleb talked about after this past game how difficult kind of this stretch has been with the injuries of Perry and Aiden, certainly kind of compounding that. Just physically, what has the toll been like for you and Artur?
Yeah, it's tough, especially, you know, Artur is a guy that puts a lot of miles on his legs. He's our ball winner in there. So definitely for the both of us, it's been a little challenging, but you know, you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. Injuries happen, and you know, I think we have a good team, so we'll do the best that we can as a group and as a team, and you know, the coach as well to get these wins and set up ourselves to be in a good position for the season.
Thank you, Dalton. Next, we'll go to Pat Murphy, followed by Clay Hall.
Hey, Darlington. Toronto's been in a similar situation to you guys, Champions League injuries, match congestion, that type of thing. Does that give any advantage to one team or the other going into this game, or does it help in terms of comparison to some of the other games you played where some teams are fresher and haven't played as many games, do you think?
I don't know if it helps. You know, I think kind of everything's kind of depends when you get there, you know, how do you feel, how you approach the game. And I think for us and them too, with the success that they've had recently, you know, I think we're both going to approach the game as it's a game. The players that are out here are going to play, so I don't think both teams will be thinking about, you know, the games that they've had in the past and the past results. I think we'll just be focused on that game and move forward.
And, you know, in past against Toronto, the games you've won in the midfield, how big of that midfield battle is there against a team that has – another team that has a strong midfield core?
No, it's huge. Obviously, they have a good midfield as well, as do we, so – I think sometimes, you know, we wash each other out, and sometimes one midfield gets the best of the other. But, you know, if we wash each other out, then, you know, depending on other guys that come and win games, you know, we have a good attacking group, they do as well. So, good team against a good team. So, I think whoever's more prepared on the day and takes advantage of our opportunities will get the win, will get the result.
Thank you, Dalton. Next up, we'll go with Clay Hall, followed by Ori Benatar, and then Brett Hilprin.
Hi, Darlington. Off to a good start in MLS. I, too, am just kind of curious about your reaction to just the engaged fan base who are so passionate about everything about this club. Were you caught off guard by some of the reaction this week?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen too much of the reactions. Like I said before, you know, support and ownership has come to Columbus. They've done a great job with everything that they're doing moving forward with the training facility and stadium, and they've put us on the right path. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of research and things go into making these decisions that I know nothing about, but, you know, so far they've been right with everything they've done, and they've supported us on the field. So we're going to try and do our best to...
Sure. Do you feel like you're caught in the middle here? I mean, new stadium, a lot of excitement, and yet this new logo has everybody up in arms. It's a tough spot for a player or a coach, is it not?
Again, like I said, I don't feel like I'm caught in the middle because I haven't seen too many of the reactions, if any. I've just been focusing on this tight windows and winning these games, so I mean, I can't say that I've seen a lot of the reactions.
Thank you, Darlington.
Thanks for going to.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll go to Ori Benatar, followed by Brett Hilprin. As we begin to wrap up our media availability, if you'd like the next question, please click raise hand.
Good to see you, Darlington. Kind of expanding on what Jacob asked earlier regarding the center midfield position, obviously with the likes of Perry and Aiden currently injured, you and Artur having to play a lot in that position. For you personally, have you sort of made any adjustments to your overall fitness and conditioning to make sure that you're able to try and go 100% for all these games in such quick succession?
I'll say the biggest adjustment has just been not training as much, you know. For me personally, I enjoy training, getting that rhythm again of what you're going to try and do in the next game. So I'd say that's been the biggest adjustment, not getting as many training days. And then just taking care of our bodies a little bit more than we would usually.
Thank you, Dalton. As we begin to wrap up our media availability, the final questions will go to Brett Hillbrand and Jordan Angeling.
Hey, Dalton, thanks for being here. You can expect to get pressed. This is a Chris Armas team. Do you like it when teams press you?
It depends. You know, every game is different. You know, sometimes when we get pressed, you know, we can bypass the midfield and find our attacking guys and Lucas behind us. So sometimes it works to our advantage, and sometimes they press us well. So I think it kind of depends on the game and how the game unfolds. You know, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. So I can't really say if I like it or not.
And for our final question, we'll go to Jordan Angeling.
Thanks for giving us some time, Darlington. You mentioned earlier about the midfield and just how you can sometimes wash each other out. What do you feel like the midfield for you guys needs to do tomorrow in order to be the successful of the two midfields?
I think tomorrow we just have to provide options for whoever's on the ball. You know, like we said before, they're a team that wants to press. So I think our movement to support the play and getting on the ball and playing quick, switch of play. I think all these little things will give us the advantage if we can execute.
And you mentioned Artur earlier. Last weekend, he was top five in the league for distance covered. Does that surprise you when I say that?
Surprised he wasn't number one. Yeah, but no, that guy, man, so much love for him and appreciation for him. I mean, you know, I don't feel like he gets talked about enough. I think he just does so much. He's a complete player on the ball, off the ball, sacrifices he makes for the team. So definitely one of my favorite teammates that I've had so far.
Love it. Thanks, Steve.
Mm-hmm.